Third Friday of the month, so Dom Smith is here to do Pub of the Month. And what are we going to be looking at this time around?
Oh, we're going to be looking at the four pubs in Waterbeach. And we've almost run out of the Cambridge pubs.
We've gone out of the territory, have we?
A Waterbeach special. So we're at the Brewery Tap, the White Horse, the Sun, and also the Bridge, all in Waterbeach.
Okay, and first of all, though, I think you've got some news to go through.
Yeah, a couple bits of news. And actually, starting tonight is the Cambridge Oktoberfest. It's at the University Social Club on Mill Lane. As I say, doors are open right now up until 10:30 p.m. and then also tomorrow from 12 noon until 10:30. Lots of German beer, as you might expect, and also some real ales, 35 different real ales. Entry is £3 or free for Camera or Cuirass members. And actually another pub that's under new management and had a bit of a refurbishment, the Wagon and Horses in Milton. This is an Elgood's pub. They're just actually beginning, just finishing off actually, I think, now their refurbishment. They're not quite back open yet, as far as I know. But they've got some new tenants in. It's going to be So this is a pub that used to be a very traditional real ale pub. They're now going to be running it as a pub with an Italian restaurant.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, I guess, you know, you have the Alex, which we've just been mentioning, which does the burger thing, so it seems entirely reasonable that somebody should pick Italian food.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about sort of pepperoni pizzas and things with beer next, but maybe it'll work. We'll see.
It works for me. Okay, so on to the pubs then.
On to the pubs. So, as I say, we're starting at the Brewery Tap in Waterbeach. It's on Denny End Road. This is a sort of a room in two halves. It's one half is carpeted and has got the standard cushioned chairs and wooden tables. The other's got the stone floor with the pool table and the darts board. It looks a little bit tired in places, but perfectly decent pub. Four hand pumps. Barman was very nice and quick. I was in there relatively early on a midweek evening, so understandably, given we're out of the town, there were relatively few customers in there. I have to say that the only downside was that they had the music on rather loud, actually to the extent that the barman misheard my request for a half pint to a pint.
Yeah, that might have been sort of somewhere between the two of mishearing and sales building.
It might have been. But anyway, so there's no particular events on in there, but lots and lots of locals in there. So gave it 3 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beer, and 3 out of 5 for community, which gives it 12 out of 20.
Okay, and next along the row of
next
pumps.
One on the green in Waterbeach is the White Horse. This is the Green King pub. It's a very large pub, actually. I was surprised when I went in there. But they only managed to have 2 hand pumps on. They had 2 staff on, served quite quickly, but it was moderately busy. Now, this is, I'd say, a large pub, but it's got a sort of a split bar, and you go down 3 steps to a tiled floor area with the pool table, and then upstairs is the carpeted bar area with the standard Green King fittings, and then you can go through to a restaurant area, and they're clearly pushing food in here. Now, the music was a lot quieter in here. They have Sky Sports for major games, but no real events for the community. So I gave it 4 out of 5 for decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 2 out of 5 for the beer, as I say, unusual to get a Green King pub with only 2 hand pumps, and 3 out of 5 community, giving it 13 out of 20.
It's rather strange, actually. Green King have more than 2 beers on their own, let alone bringing in guest ales.
Indeed.
Interesting. OK, Dom, we'll come back, we'll do some travel, we'll come back and do the next 2 pubs on the list, which will be
The Sun and also The Bridge.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. We're halfway through Pub of the Month, and this time around, Dom Smith has taken us to Waterbeach.
I have, and just before the travel news, we were talking about the White Horse in on the green in Waterbeach, sorry. And almost opposite the White Horse is the Sun, also the other side of the green. This has got 2 rooms. One is the slightly more comfortable eating area, and the other is the wooden more wood bar area. Both rooms a little on the small side, you might say. TV in the bar, and it was actually fairly busy, even though, again, it was a weekday evening. They have 4 hand pumps on, 1 barman. He was very swift and friendly. Now, this is a great pub. It does lots of events, especially hosting the Beach Sessions, which is Waterbeach's own gigs.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Now, coming up on the 8th of November, they have a band from Camden. They get around this Waterbeach. This is the Pale Fires, with blending amazing psychedelic sounds with the energy of Kasabian and Oasis.
I have a feeling I've come across Pale Fires before, so maybe they've played somewhere in town, like the Portland, perhaps.
Possibly. Now, they're going to be joined by Holden Girls from Ely. So, free entry. Not very usual for a gig. And it's on from 8 p.m. on the 8th of November.
That's pretty good, actually. I put that one in the diary.
Mm. So the pub overall, 3 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beer, and 4 out of 5 community. As I say, there's quite a bit going on there. 14 out of 20.
Okay, so our final pub is...
The Bridge. Now, the Bridge is quite a bit out of Waterbeach. You have to go past the railway station and right down to the river, as the name suggests. It's owned by Chef and Brewer, and... again, as the name suggests, it is mainly a restaurant. It's
a more chef than brewer.
It's much more chef than brewer. It's a massive, great, big, sort of almost a bit motorway service station in its size. But it's yet they've managed to get an old appearance to it, which I was actually quite impressed with. The sort of oak beams being exposed and exposed brickwork, actually quite nice.
Ah.
Four hand pumps. Now apparently this constitutes their current cask ale festival. So I don't know what the normal amount of hand pumps is. And I have to say, I was in there at 10 p.m. and the barman actually seemed quite surprised to get a customer that late in the evening. They were obviously used to serving food, and once the restaurant closed, that was kind of it.
This is,
as I say, outside the village.
Because you don't normally mark for food, do you? You just normally rely on the drinking elements, the ales.
I do, and I haven't marked for food. It was just a sort of an interesting anecdote. Very cosy restaurant, but obviously so far out of the village, you're kind of lacking the community feel. So 5 out of 5 for decor, really can't fault that. 2 out of 5 for the staff, particularly having to go and get the extra ice at 10 o'clock in the evening. But 3 out of 5 for the beer, and only 2 out of 5 for community, which gives it 12 out of 20.
Okay, so totting them all up, who's coming out as the winner?
So coming out as the winner is The Sun. With 14, we've got the White Horse on 13, and in joint last place is the Brewery Tap and also the Bridge with 12.
Now, I must confess, I don't know Waterbeach that well. Are there other pubs there? Generally, what's the standard?
I believe that's a lot. I mean, it's a relatively small village, so 4 is still quite going.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? I remember the village in Norfolk that I grew up in, a little place called East Harling. I think at one time it had something like 13 or 14 pubs around the village, and by the time I turned up there in the late 70s, there's only about 2 left, and now I think it sort of hovers between one and two now. So. It's quite an interesting as decline of the pub.
Mm, possibly. And of course, sometimes you get the impression that some areas are oversubscribed with pubs. But yes, it is a shame to see when they close.
Yeah, very much so. So The Sun is our winner for Pub of the Month, The Sun in Waterbeach, this time around. And you'll be back with us on the 3rd, I can't believe I'm saying this, the 3rd Friday of November.
Yes, I need to find another village.
I'm sure there's plenty of suggestions. Please drive at Cambridge 105.fm.